other than what you have that passion for, how does that lead you in your building relationships with your clients?
I believe relationships are really important. I had a client the other day and she made me laugh. She was like, you know, my life story, this has nothing to do with insurance, but I feel like in order to help people, you have to know people.
Is there one in particular that kind of stands out to you that you're like, yes, this is why I do what I do?
There was one a couple years back. We had a client on a Friday night that had a house fire.
So you said you do financial literacy classes for youth.
Sure. So I have done that through schools and different organizations. So if you have any.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This podcast is sponsored by J.A. Hall Law Firm.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with business owners and leaders in our community and learn a little bit about what they do and their story, but also a little bit of inspirational information for you to take back to your workplace to do business better. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of interviewing Ms. Jennifer Zellner with Zellner Assurance Group Allstate. So thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer. How are you today?
Thank you, Kristen. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So we want to jump right in. For those that don't know you, let's go and take it way back and give us a little bit of background just about who you are and then how you came to be moving into this industry.
Sure. So I actually grew up in a suburb of Memphis, went to high school. Next step was going to college. So I went to University of Memphis. I'm a graduate from there.
Woo, go Tigers.
Yes, go Tigers. So I got my degree in marketing management. And my senior year of college, I did start a business with my ex-husband. We did very well, but as I said, after about 5 years, it did not work with us. And after signing a non-compete, I had no idea what I was going to do. So I ended up falling into insurance. I knew as a small business owner, it was hard to find health insurance benefits. And that's where I started and evolved from there. Never thought I would have done insurance in a million years. But I found that it's a way that you can change lives just through having a simple conversation, educating people to empower them to make decisions, to make sure that they're protected, because no one expects bad things to happen, but they happen every day. And, you know, just by having that conversation and helping them have the protection in place, it can make what could be, you know, catastrophic, you know, just a bump in the road. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love that you saw a need in from the perspective of being a small business owner. And that is what inspired you to go that direction, because that really is a huge thing. A lot of small business owners do not have access to benefits or the ability or knowledge to know where to go or what to do. Because in the corporate world, it's just something that you get automatically as an employee, and it's just one of those things. But then when you go out on your own as an entrepreneur, that's a whole nother world. You're trying to just learn how to work the business and do the business and then do the marketing and then do this. And it just keeps going and you fall way outside your comfort zone and knowledge. So having somebody like you who is doing something that they can't or don't have time to think about, that's huge. That brings something special that you offer to the table because you have that personal experience, I think. So looking into that as that small business owner, other than what you have that passion for, how does that lead you in your building relationships with your clients?
So I believe relationships are really important. I had a client the other day and she made me laugh. She was like, you know, my life story, this has nothing to do with insurance, but I feel like in order to help people, you have to know people. And just by having those conversations, getting to know people, some you can help, some you can't, but at least if you can educate them so that they can make the right decisions for themselves and make them aware. Because I know in my young years, even having that business, I just got lucky. I didn't have the insurance I should have. I didn't know what I didn't know. And just by being out there and educating people, if you can just one person can make a difference, like that makes it all worth it to me.
Absolutely. I know that our tagline at the Chamber is that relationships create commerce. Mm-hmm. And that I didn't even realize how true that was until I was a small business owner prior to COVID. And I was just on this side networking and doing my thing. And then once you do that, you do realize that it's the relationships that set you apart, because there's a million other agencies that do similar things that you do, but how you made that person feel and how you related to them and remembering, hey, how are your kids doing? Hey, you got a promotion. How is that going? Knowing those things sets you apart. Huge.
When life gets complicated, you need someone in your corner who listens, understands, and acts with skill. That's what J.A. Hall Law Firm delivers. They work in criminal defense, personal injury, and estate planning. They help clients in Mississippi and Tennessee. You get honest advice, steady communication, and a clear path forward. Jacinta Hall has nearly two decades of legal experience, including service as a public defender and a federal defender. She has stood beside people in their toughest moments. She brings that same commitment to every client who walks in the door. If you need help right now, or you just want to plan ahead, visit the JAHallFirm.com or call 662-932-2973. J.A. Hall Law Firm, here to guide you and protect your future.
So doing that, now that you've built your team, you've built your business, what could someone expect walking into Zellner Assurance Group? What kind of experience can they expect?
We want to create a positive experience. So we do have our fully staffed and, you know, a warm welcome. We'll welcome you in. And then just having conversations, you know, we want to see how we can help you. Or even if you are an existing client, we want to see what we can do to serve you. You know, I was actually running just on time because I had a client walk in this morning. Unfortunately, a girl hit him leaving the gas station yesterday on Airways. And he was born in 1956 because his email was had a 56. And he didn't know what to do. Even being, he had never run into this situation before. So just being able to educate him on what it meant filing a claim on his own insurance versus filing on the other person's insurance. And by, you know, he did have the coverage that he could have filed. He would have had to pay his deductible and wait for subrogation to reimburse pending the other person's deemed at fault. Or he could just file another person's insurance. And him, he, you know, self-acknowledged, I'm not great at technology, and he just didn't know what to do. So I helped him look up the phone number. And of course, nowadays you can't talk to people. So it texts a link, and I just helped him walk through filing the claim on the app and getting that done. And he was like, wow, that's it. Like, that makes it so easy. And he actually left giving me a hug, and knowing that his day was turned around, that just made my day.
I love that. So you come in here just twice as happy because you've already had your successful moment for the day.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. So what all does, I mean, I know Allstate offers so much under their umbrella. Can you tell me and the people watching kind of what Allstate is all about, what they offer?
Sure. Sure. Our bread and butter is property and casualty. So we protect, you know, homes and cars, anything that's on your keychain, you know, boats, motorcycles, RVs. So basically any of that. So that's what our primary focus is. But we do also have an Allstate financial service partner to work with to protect beyond your things. So his name's Kevin Golden, and he's done an excellent job helping our policyholders with, you know, old 401k rollovers, helping to secure life insurance outside of their jobs. We offer disability and long-term care. So, you know, we do have a team fully staffed to be able to protect people in all areas. To me, over the years, I learned that, you know, you can't do everything, bless you, you can't do everything and do it well. It's a matter of finding a team where people specialize in areas, complement each other, just to make sure that you're covered across the board.
Awesome. I didn't realize that they did life insurance. That's something new that I've learned. I like it. So in your name, Zellner Assurance Group, what does the word assurance mean to you? Why was that the one that you chose?
Sure. So good question.
It's kind of a play on words with insurance.
Yeah, so exactly. So we just wanted to make people, like I said, make them feel welcomed and assured that they have the right coverages and the right protection for them. We want to make sure that we meet people where they're at, whether it be a college student just trying to do the right thing and get coverage, or whether it be, you know, someone that's just gotten that promotion, like you mentioned, and, you know, their life's changed and maybe they need to amend things, or maybe when they get to that point in their life when they're closer to retirement. And it was funny, when I first started in insurance years ago, I had this gentleman, He was kind of like a mentor. He'd been at every position in the company. And he was like, hey, kid. He used to call me kid. He was like, hey, kid. He's like, you know, you work your whole life to accumulate these things. And then once you get to the point that you have all these fine things, you pay for insurance to protect everything that you work for. And he said, right. So just making sure that people have the right protection, whether they be that college student, that, you know, middle income family, or whether they be that retired professional that's trying to make sure that they can continue on their lifestyle and make sure they protected what they want to pass on wherever or to whomever they want it to go to.
Awesome. Well, being in South Haven, that puts you just right in the heart of DeSoto County. So in your time that you've been in insurance and in and around this field, what have you seen as like just the changes and growth in DeSoto County? How has that affected where you're headed with your business?
Oh my gosh, it is insane. I remember I actually had an agent years ago who grew up in DeSoto County, and she talked about riding her horse down the dirt road. And yes, that was ma'am. That was hard for me to envision. But having worked in DeSoto County for years, like I saw before the mall and after the mall. And it's just like, oh my gosh, the growth. And that's why I think it's the perfect opportunity in South Haven, seeing all the growth and being able to help maneuver people, you know, in these changes and just the opportunity with all the new businesses. Because it was amazing to me last week hearing about, I forget how many there were, but there were a lot of new businesses opening every month, and being able to help service those people and grow our business to be able to give back to the community.
Absolutely. I never rode the horse down the gravel road, but I remember when parts of Goodman were gravel. So telling my age a little bit, don't judge me. But so with you advertising and everything and advising local small business owners, when you're talking to them about insurance and about what they're doing, what kind of perspective do you want them to have in terms of expectations, in terms of how it's going to evolve with their growth in their business?
Sure. So like I said, we meet people where they're at. So getting to know them about their business, do they own the building? Do they not own the building? Do they have inventory they stock? Are they concerned? Are they doing a profession where there's high exposure to liability or risk of lawsuits? Finding out where they are and helping ensure that what is important to them is protected. And then I do believe in ongoing relationships, because like I mentioned, people's lives do change. Mm-hmm. And whether it be the direction where they got laid off and they need to cut back, or maybe business has gone down and they need to cut back, or their business has grown, on the other hand, ensuring that it's keeping up with their current needs and current coverage levels.
Well, you had a good success moment this morning, but looking at your past and the people that you've helped, clients you have now that you had in the past, whatever, is there one in particular that kind of stands out to you that you're like, yes, this is why I do what I do?
There was one a couple years back. We had a client on a Friday night that had a house fire, and they called and they were in a position that they couldn't stay in the house, and that they needed help for some place to stay until the adjuster could get out to get the claim started. So I was able to go out that Saturday morning and deliver a check to them to help them at least replace some of their belongings and get a hotel or some place to stay for the time being until the adjuster got there. And just going out there, and like, there were so many family members and neighbors over there, and just seeing the difference it made. I mean, the wife, I just sat on the couch talking to her for a couple hours, and she was crying, telling me about some other challenges they were facing, and being able to be there for them and see how that little small act, and just, you know, and I'd recently reviewed the coverage to ensure it was right, being able to make sure that they were okay in their time of need. And then when the adjuster came out, they were able to rebuild as it was before and go back to their home. Because unfortunately, the woman had broken some news to me that she had a health issue that had come up, and they were having a really hard time. So that just made their life a little bit easier, and being able to be there for them, that was so important to me.
That's incredible. And I know that was absolutely precious to you. And I love that it blessed you as much as it did them. And that makes a huge difference, because you were able to be that small silver lining in a very, very dark cloud of a time. And hopefully on the other side of that, they're able to remember, well, yes, that was difficult, but there were opportunities there for, you know, beautiful things to happen. That's great. Yes. So with your experience through all the business and all the things that you've been doing, what is a word of encouragement or a life lesson that maybe you would want to pass on to another entrepreneur, small business owner, somebody that's just getting into the business?
It's not always easy, and you just have to keep going. Something that sticks out is during COVID. Things got really hard. Yes. People were laid off. People were having trouble paying their bills. I was dealing with non-pays like you would not believe. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like in every day people were calling and yelling at us. But being able to turn that into a situation where it was very, very long hours, but proactively reviewing client accounts. So when the billing came up, taking a look at it, what discounts do they have? What discounts are they eligible for? How can we help them? And just proactively reaching out to clients to see what we could do to help them. And if they couldn't pay, finding out when can you pay, what can you pay, and just amending and updating it so that we could make sure that we could do the best we could to help them. But that was a very, very hard and challenging time, very long hours.
Absolutely.
But just seeing what we could do to help people, because like I said, no one expects something to happen, and you know, you don't have insurance when you need it. Now you're in that much worse of a place. So just seeing what we could do to help. But I mean, it was hard.
Yes, the C word. Nobody wants to talk about the C word. That was a rough time for everybody. I remember just being a part of the chamber, and we're shut down, mm-hmm. and you've got businesses calling left and right, not knowing what to do. Like, we're having to close our doors and we're having to do this. They don't know how to navigate the insurance things. They don't know how to navigate the PPE stuff. And it was just a wild, wild time. So mm-hmm. for your business to be able to sustain mm-hmm. and to make it through all of that, because there were so many that didn't, like so many that didn't. And that just broke my heart. It was so hard. But I've also mm-hmm. seen since then the growth, and a lot of them being able to come back and build back from that. And that's a beautiful thing too. I'm sure you have clients that are coming back stronger than they were before because of the resilience that they had themselves.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
I know that you do things, being here part of the city and part of the community for so long, what sort of things are just passionate to your heart outside of insurance that you like to give back with the community?
Sure. One of my passions is children, because I believe that, you know, by helping a child, that can hit them long term. So I believe in, you know, I've done a lot for children's charities, doing fundraisers, helping raise money for children's charities. I'm currently working with the Dream Center on a program. They have a backpack program. And yeah. for every quote where you mentioned Dream Center, we're giving $10 to them. Because, I mean, it amazed me when I did the tour with Terry Sparkman. And, I mean, 40% of DeSoto County children are food insecure. And just seeing that broke my heart. So being able to help in that area and also empower them. Because children nowadays, it's hard. Like, I feel like it was hard when I was a kid, but it's nothing like today.
Yes, ma'am.
And just being able to help show them a way. I currently have a marketing intern, and she's younger. And just like, she's like, I never like knew all this about business. And just helping in that area. I've also done financial literacy classes for youth. Just teaching them things that you don't learn, because they're learning a lot about technology and AI, but just those basic skills in insurance and finance and how to maneuver when they get on their own.
That's awesome. I know that having the interns, we've had a couple like through the summer that have helped us a few times, and just you don't realize how little they know. The schools don't teach the same things that they used to as far as those soft skills. We had a lot of them that were, they just needed opportunities to answer the phone and learn how to do that, how to send a professional email. And just the way they light up and the confidence that they leave with is huge. And I know your intern, Miss Elena, is, she's beautiful. She's doing a great job for you. I really liked interacting with her. She's been fantastic.
I agree. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, yes. She just, you know, when she first started, she seemed, she was kind of shy, but she has far exceeded my expectations. And just seeing, we laugh because she makes these reels that I feel like most of us would take us a long time. And she can just make them in like 5 minutes and put them out there, and they're amazing. So, yes, thank you.
That's Chantel here. Chantel's the one that makes all of ours. And it's, I'm like, yeah, I'm not the technological person by any means. I'm going to stay in my lane over here. But so you said you do financial literacy classes for youth. So tell me a little bit about that and how I can get my son signed up for it.
Sure. So I have done that through schools and different organizations. So if you have any, it's been a little bit since I've done them, but that is something that I'm looking to start back up. So if you have any ideas, or I can actually, you just gave me an idea. I could start one up at the office and put it out there for clients and whoever wants to in social media.
Absolutely. Okay. So if you want her to host a financial literacy class for your youth, for your church group, we got some ideas. Let's figure it out. All right.
Thank cool you.
Beans. Because I have an 18-year-old, and while we try our best, that child, ooh, that child is blowing through some money, and he don't know how to have adult money. So we need to work on that. So we need to get him signed up to be under one of your classes. And I don't think that I'm alone in that endeavor. I'm pretty sure there are other parents that are struggling with their teens not being able to know what to do with their fundage.
Yeah.
And knowing early is huge.
Yes.
I wish I knew then what I know now, because we'd have been a lot better off.
Yes, before they get in all that debt. You're so right. And sometimes it just takes another person saying it. Not that as
not
the parents,
mom,
we didn't tell them. It's just sometimes it comes different from somebody else or the repetition. So.
Absolutely. So leaning back into talking about your team, we talked about Miss Elena and who you have as your intern. But you have a whole bunch of people that are just amazing on your team and in your office. How do you maintain your relationship-focused client base and lead your team into following that same ideology? Do they already just come on board that way? Are you do it? What are you doing? How do you do that?
So I do interview for that. So I do look for someone that has heart and cares for people. I find in this industry, a lot of people get in thinking it's a get-rich-quick scheme and they can make a bunch of money. But I'm looking for people that want it for the long term and want it for what I consider the right reason of helping people. So that is something I look for in the front end. That's something we talk about on a regular basis. We regularly train and we regularly look at ways that we can help our better help our clients, because it takes a team. Like, I can't do it on my own. I couldn't do it without them. And everybody there has their role, and they all identify, because the industry changes all the time. People change. We talked about pre-COVID, post-COVID. So with people changing, technology changing, systems changing, just we all work together. We actually meet daily to talk about, you know, what happened the prior day, challenges we faced, how we can get better. And then we do have a service team that works with our existing clients. So we do meet weekly to talk about challenges and how we can overcome them. And on the sales side, how we can better reach our clients, how we can better relate, you know, how we can better touch them and follow up and follow through with people, just to help make sure that they're in the best place they can be in.
I love that. Absolutely. The huddles, we call them our team huddles here at the chamber, that sets you up for success. Because you don't know what you don't know, and everybody's running and doing, and you're handling your own clients, you're handling your own to-do lists. So having those moments when you do come together and you're able to talk about, this is where, you know, I need help. This is where I'm killing it. And you're able to support each other. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that makes your team work that much better. I love that so much. Do you have somebody that you go to? Because you're a leader, so you're investing in them. Do you have someone that you have or consider a mentor that you lean into when you need support?
Yes, I do. I actually have a gentleman from a prior company that started insurance the year I was born, and he has taught me so much. And every time I go through challenges or facing something difficult, you know, he's always been there, always been helpful, and always helps put my perspective back on track. So he's very inspirational to me and very special to my heart.
So with having the team and all of the things that you have going on, with all of the changes, every day looks different. But what do you see in your next year, next 3 years? What's exciting that's coming up next for you that you are looking at?
Sure. Well, in the next year, we're really looking to grow and expand. And I think that all starts with us as individuals. We all, you know, continually work on training and developing and improving ourselves. And then as we grow, it allows the team to grow. So that enables us to help more people and just grow as an agency. And I feel like, you know, through growing and replicating more people in our agency, we're able to touch more lives and be able to just make a bigger impact on the community.
So you're relatively new with the chamber, but since coming on board with us, have you seen anything that you saw as just beneficial? I don't want to be like, you know, what do you like about the chamber? But we want to make sure that what we're doing is, you know, beneficial to you, not just professionally with providing resources, but personally. Is there anything in particular that really stands out to you that you could say, hey, the chamber's done this and this is amazing and you should, you know, go and visit?
Sure. Well, the chamber really has been a wealth of resources, because coming into this market, you know, being able to know all the businesses and who I can utilize in the community, like, that was huge to have it all in one place. And the opportunities you provide. I know last week we were able to sponsor the business to business and pushing myself to get out there and speak in front of people and do more, because things have evolved over the years and a lot more is on social media and putting yourself out there. So you just give us a lot of opportunities to do that and stay in front of people. It was funny. I saw this post, I think it was on LinkedIn over the weekend, where it talked about, like, they got 300 follows and it was deemed that that wasn't very good. But then it had a picture showing someone speaking in front of 300 people and the impact that social media and the sources you have now that you can make without having to get that room full of 300 people. Because let me tell you, I've done seminars and events, and getting 300 people to show up is a significant challenge. So being able to utilize the technology now and have those opportunities to get in front of the community, to speak, to have the social media platforms, it's really helped a lot. The chamber has in that avenue.
Awesome. I'm thankful for that. And I'm really glad you're, like, coming outside your bubble and having to talk in front of people and all new people. Like, this is a whole new realm and I love that. But I know we've already had, like, great feedback from several people from that have followed up with me on emails going, I forgot to give her a business card. I need to make sure I do that. That's my favorite thing, because you think, okay, well, did it make a difference? Was this, you know, because you're investing. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, if you're sponsoring an event with the chamber, you're investing in your business. And so that ROI is there. It's not just, hey, let's have a hangout, let's have a party. You want something to come from that. And for us to have a business to come back and say, hey, you know, I didn't have a business card on me. I want to make sure that you get my information to them, which, by the way, I will send you an email later today that will have everybody on it that did attend in the event. That. Absolutely. I love that you are able to build relationships as quickly as you have, because you have jumped in from the very beginning that you signed up to be a member of the chamber family. You've been to events, you've sent representatives from your company, you've sent Elena, who's had to speak in front of people, so that's bringing her out of her bubble too, and I love that so much. And I want to thank you for being willing to come on the podcast, for utilizing the resources that we want to provide, because a lot of members don't do that, and you've taken the time to really sit down and build a strategy for what you're going to do with your membership and your business going forward.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity and I appreciate the chamber. So thank you.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. Guys, if you haven't done so, you need to look up Miss Jennifer Zellner with Zellner Assurance Group and take a peek at what Allstate can do for you and your business and your home and your family. So there's a ton of things that they offer that they can provide you support and education on. And Miss Jennifer is going to build that relationship and pick something that works best for you. It's not just about writing a policy. It's about providing a service that you need. So check out Jennifer Zellner, Zellner Assurance Group. And if you haven't done so, you need to hit that subscribe button down at the bottom so that you don't miss a single one of our episodes of South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you later. Bye. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.